This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Good morning, Dean Murphy. Good morning, Tim. And good morning, Joysters.
Oh, Hannah Murphy.
I love saying Joysters like that. My hands are up.
You sound like Mr. Lena this morning.
I'm ready for a fabulous Friday.
Well, why not? Because you know what? It's Mardi Gras weekend.
It's Mardi Gras.
It's like gay Christmas.
It is like gay Christmas, absolutely.
We're going to talk a lot about Mardi Gras this morning. Who's going? What are you wearing? What's your favourite songs? All that kind of stuff. Huge show. Huge Mardi Gras show. Can't you feel the gayness of it?
I can't wait to watch the parade. I've been a fan for a long time.
Is it still being televised? That's what I want to know.
Is it
still
on SBS?
I think it's on SBS.
Yes. Good. Good. It was on Channel 10 there for a few years, wasn't it?
Yes.
Too many commercials. Yeah. No one needs to see when your poofed or floats coming around the corner that we go to a Hungry Jack's commercial. We don't need that.
No, certainly not this year.
No. No.
More on that later.
We also have a lot to talk about because this week, obviously, there was Oscars.
Or kerfuffle, wasn't it?
Was it a kerfuffle or did it invigorate the whole
Oscars
awards?
You had one job. Oh. I thought that was amazing.
Anyway, let's talk about it later. Something else. And also, Anna Murphy, we need to dissect. There's something happened to you on the weekend too, which I'm not overly happy about.
Nope.
If you take weddings and Michael Jackson and mix them together, we've got a really interesting story coming up about Anna Murphy's weekend, which is great. Heading for a top of 27 degrees today in town at the moment, 19. That's hot, isn't it? It's been a good week weather-wise.
It's been a brilliant week.
Apparently our Indigenous folk used to call this late summer, which makes a lot more sense, doesn't it?
So we all call it late summer.
Yeah. No, then autumn. No,
the Indigenous folk called it late summer.
No, we call it autumn. Late summer's good. It's going to be like 30 degrees all month.
Yeah, that's great. It doesn't feel like autumn. It just feels like late summer.
It's late summer.
Yeah.
Well done.
I thought you were going to give it some like Indigenous name.
Well, I don't know how to speak Aboriginal, so I'm not sure. Okay. But I wouldn't want to try and just make something up, so I'm not. Late summer is the actual interpretation.
That's quite funny. As crazy as that is, here's a crazy one for you too, Anna Murphy. We might as well kick off the morning fresh as a daisy. A French artist has emerged a little stunned from a week entombed inside a 12-ton rock and thanked it for having made him feel so welcome. Abraham, 44, was helped from the stone after his extreme performance in a Paris art museum. He carved out the hole inside the rock in his own image, just big enough for him to sit up in, and then he could be fed food and water for the whole
week. That's not a performance. That's just sitting in a rock. Nearly swore. I came very close to saying
first
something else.
First time ever in 6 years. Now, next month, Abraham, who's crazy as all get out, who has previously spent a fortnight inside a stuffed bear.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, so did Humphrey, but, you know, anyway, let's go for that. That's art. Will attempt to hatch a dozen eggs by sitting on them for the whole week.
Oh, my God.
Has that kicked off your morning nicely on Joy?
Is somebody paying him to do these things? Does he get government grants and stuff?
But isn't it good in a world that we live where there's so much revolting things happening, Donald Trump, that we've got people like that just bring it all back to, hey, what a blessing that we have.
Isn't it a weird world?
We can sit on eggs and
world where the only way that this guy, French artist, whatever his name is, there you go, Ponychevel.
You did that so... Not well, but anyway.
Poincheval. Is that better?
Yeah, that was
better. The only way that Poincheval's antics are seemed like to be okay is because we've got President Trump.
Well, if you look at it like that. Might start banging out some old Mardi Gras tracks. What do you reckon? Should we run that by our music director first or we just do
He's in Sydney, so yes, go for it. I'm overriding any situations here. I don't think we've got enough glitter.
What, in this morning show?
I feel like I forgot to dress up for Mardi Gras today. Well, let me see what I can sort out by the end of the show. Hey, it's radio. No one cares.
Yeah, exactly. So you think we need more glitter. Okay, we'll get on to that.
I feel like it would help my performance in here if I had some glitter.
Nothing's going to help.
What if we put on some hot pants?
Yes, please. Oh, you can. I don't need to
Not
see
your
him.
Brother. Right.
No.
Are you right now?
Yes, okay. Sorry.
Hey, first came conscious uncoupling as an alternative word to splitting up. Now, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have coined another sugar-coated euthanism.
Oh, this is really the reason why I wanted to push through with this.
That's like what I have to say, phenomenon.
Same.
Can't do that one either.
Euphemism.
Yeah, you know that thing.
Yeah, that's it.
They've broken up, broken up after a year together, describing it as taking respectful and loving space.
No, you broke up.
You just broke up.
He's shagging someone else.
Is he really?
Yeah,
is
well, he's been cozying up to someone else. Let's call spade spade.
Oh, is she a paddleboarder as well? Is she a paddleboarder?
Yes.
Do you know, in my head, made. When I heard paddleboarding, I thought of, it's you know when you're motorboating?
I don't know. It's not motorboating, Anna Murphy. I don't know what you and Lucas have been up to, but it's not motorboating. All right.
Sorry. It pulled me up short.
Anyway. So they're broken
Well,
up.
Sad news, because I actually...
She'd be hard work, though, wouldn't she?
I'm starting to think so, yes. Mm. And Timothy and I were discussing this earlier. There is... footage of her, she was giving the bird to Ed Sheeran while she was doing a radio interview last week, and he came into the studio. That went on for about 4 or 5 minutes, and I think I'd break up with her based on that. She's very hyperactive.
You'd never be able to, very hyperactive, isn't she? She's high voltage.
You'd never be able to motorboat her, right? Like she'd
we're back to that. It's hard that we couldn't move on from that.
I know, it's terrible, isn't it? Right now, here's another track. This is Sister Sisters.
I feel like that's a hangover from your straight days that you really sort of.
Yeah. You know? I don't want to talk to you. I feel like dancing.
Oh.
Joy 94.9. There she is. God bless her, Cher.
God bless her.
Who didn't wear a shiny, glittery wig when that came out?
Oh. I don't know.
A pair of hot pants in a lounge room in front of friends
did.
Doing a show.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you anyway. Did.
Now, here's a story, a little coming out story for you. 20-year-old Poppy, a student and part-time model from London, came out 2 years ago in a Facebook post that shocked her peers after being inspired by something she'd seen on Tumblr. In a post she'd written, first to come out is gay.
No, to comment.
Oh, first to comment is gay. Shit. Did I just stuff that whole thing up?
Yeah, first to comment is gay. And then she was the first person to comment and said, surprise.
Hey.
Yay. Yay. She gets the clap.
She does indeed.
That's good on you. Good on you, Poppy. It's all gone crazy.
Just a little clap.
That story went really well. And anyway, we're really proud of you, Poppy. If you want to come out on air this morning, feel free to join us on the radio show.
Yes, do it.
Just do it if you want
I
to come
promise
out.
Promise we'll handle you with kick gloves. We might not be the smoothest.
No, we're not the smoothest.
But we love you.
I dare you to come out on air this morning if you want to. Come
That'd
on.
Be awesome.
It's Mardi Gras weekend. Do it.
Okay.
Throw up your hands. Send a message in 0427JOY949 or at joy.org.au.
It'll be a little bit like Life of Brian. I'm gay and so is my wife. You know, everyone, get on board.
Jump on board. Even if you're not gay and you want to just come out for the day because it's Mardi Gras weekend,
support.
Just do it. In support of it. 0427JOY949. Now, listen, we've had a message through. This says, hey, guys, I don't think you can go to any Mardi Gras without Kylie Minogue, Your Disco Needs You. Epic. From Matt from Keilor East. Well, Maddie from Keilor East. Your wish is our...
Come on.
It's actually warmer in the outside than it is in the studio.
It certainly is, and I'll tell you where else Antarctic. It's warmer. It's warmer here than Sydney.
Ooh. Oh, don't bring down the
vibes. No, because what I thought...
Sydney?
No, no. So what I thought is if I get on the bandwagon of talking about how great Melbourne's weather is,
yes.
then it will literally poo itself and Sydney will get the sun tomorrow.
Oh, I see where you're going with it. That's
well
good.
Done.
I'm trying to help.
Now, listen to me. If you are swimming
what?
In pools, here's one for you. I've got a little research. You know how we love our research on this show. Do you think we read a lot of research stories because it makes up for the fact that we didn't research much with the show?
Hey.
Is that what happens?
Put your manners back in, Tom Cruise.
You've done a lot today.
Seriously.
You've done a lot today.
I do a lot every week.
You do actually. Yeah. Gold star for you, Anna Murphy. Well
Thank
done.
Thank you. I take offence. I know that it's probably not great research, but I do it.
Researchers studying the presence of urine in swimming pools have discovered just how much or high the levels are. Researchers at the University of Alberta developed a test to measure the amount of urine that took more than 250 samples from 31 pools and spas. Now, the results showed, See, for someone who is actively
in the pool
chlorine
every, is
all
that
the
why
time,
your hair's green?
What, because of the urine?
Yeah.
That might be just bad colouring. I don't know.
Oh, he gets his hair coloured.
Oh, maybe so.
Wow. Glad I didn't mention the Botox. Or the spray tan.
Oh, she's gone there.
No. That's okay.
The results showed 1,330,000 litre pool. It's about one third of an Olympic size pool. Do you want to hear this?
No.
Do you want to hear how much is in there?
I don't really, because the thing is, okay, God. So now we've worked it out. Go on, go on, say it.
Okay, 75 litres of urine.
75 litres in an Olympic size pool.
75 litres.
So my.
I don't want to dive in you. Okay, do you know what I mean?
Or in urine, hey? No, but the thing is, right, so we've got that answer. We've got that.
Yes.
Does that make anyone feel better?
Nah.
No. No, it doesn't. Thank you, researchers from Alberta. Keep your manners back and whatever. Just stop it. Stop.
That was a good tail end.
No, I didn't know how to get out of there, and then I got confused. And I was thinking about you diving. I had an image of you diving into a toilet, which threw me.
Now, I need to find it, Anna, here, Murphy.
What?
Well, because a guy sent through before. I can't find the message. Oh, no.
This is tragic, isn't it?
No, I know. I can't find it. Anyway, some dude sent through a message before.
Hello, dude.
And he really wanted to hear this one because it's a big Mardi Gras favourite track. I can't find the message. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Whoever. This song, Danny Minogue, Everlasting Night. And it was a big track. She got stuck in. She got lowered from the ceiling. Right, she got lowered down in a harness.
Oh, really?
She got stuck in the harness at the bottom and they couldn't unhook her.
Yeah.
I love your stories. When are you going to write a book?
I've got many of them from Mardi Gras. I've seen lots of shows of Mardi Gras, and that was a fabulous story because she couldn't get out. So drags are running up there trying to unhook her. She sang along. She's season pro. She was great.
Oh, they're good, those Minogue girls.
Anyway, listen. Thanks, Nana Murphy. We have time now for something very special. We kicked it off last week and it went crazy. Now, the object of the game is that it's called stereotypical. And what we do is Tim's going to read out some names and we're going to, the first thing that comes to our minds.
We're going to describe that person.
We're going to describe what we think of that person. Not that we personally know that person or whatever.
And now listen, we need a disclaimer every time we play this game. We're not being personal about you. No, if it happens to be your name and you're out there and you're offended, please let us know.
No, please let us know. Because if we it is your name and we have somehow offended you in some way or shape or form, send a message and then we'll give you a prize.
Alternatively, I want to know if we're close.
Yeah, if we got it right.
If you know someone that we're describing with that name,
okay,
let us know.
Stereotypical.
Okay. 427JOY949.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
here
our first name for today is Joan.
Oh, she is such a hard bitch.
Oh,
she really is.
I want to go library again, but I said that about the lady last week.
No, she works in. Used to work. She would have worked in Blockbuster Video Shop.
Oh no, no, no! Right?
And if you didn't take your videos back, she would have absolutely gone you.
Oh no! Joan. Well, actually, no. For me, medical receptionist that I went to speak to yesterday, and basically just ignored me the whole time and stood there being very surly, and I just stood there with a smile because I was there offering them an invitation to the movies. So that was awkward for her when I handed her. That's Joan. I don't know what that lady's name is.
And everyone thinks she's brutal and horrible, but she does really good yoga.
Short hair. Short hair and glasses.
Yeah. That's it. That's Joan for you.
Good. Great. Yeah. Our next one is Harold.
Oh. Well, Harold is an old dude that lives next door and he always is on his porch. He's got a dog that craps everywhere. Mm-hmm. But he always says hello to all the people walking past, but there's something really sinister about him.
Is it his alcohol, that he drinks too much?
Dirty perv?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I have Harold as a cute old man waiting for the bus with his little, Scotch Terrier. What are those called? Those little white Scotty dogs. Yeah. Really neat, Harold is.
Is he?
Like with a vest and a little tie. Maybe a bow tie, a red one.
Oh, good. I think that sums him up. How else have we got?
Polar opposites.
Lastly, we have Gidget.
Oh, Gidget. She was the town bike.
Was? What is she now?
Aging town bike? I don't know. She's just
got bad hips now.
Gidget, everyone knew Gidget. You know, and she would have
She's
got
the town trike.
And everyone at school would have been like, Gidget, Frigid, Frigid, she, Gidget.
Frigid, Gidget, you know? She's the town trike. That's terrible.
That's it. That's how you play the game.
I can't even give you who I think
have,
Gidget is.
If we have insulted or upset any Harolds or Jones or Gidgets, let us know. 0427-949 on everyjoy.org.au. That's how you play the game. It's called Stereotypical. And... Do you want to tell us all about what happened on the weekend?
Okay,
with your
wedding? I'm furious.
Went
still.
To a wedding and.
I got very, very excited about this wedding of one of my very dear friends.
Yes. She looked amazing, by the way, in the photos. She looked amazing, hot, super hot, like great.
Yeah, she's anyway, a delicious thing, isn't she?
Tell us what
she
happened.
She always looks amazing.
Tell us what
and
happened
hot.
To you.
Anyway, it was her wedding, so she's allowed. Hello, Nicola, if you're listening. Mm-hmm. So, really excited. They did everything in reverse. They met 6 months later, had like pregnant baby, engagement a year later, wedding already. Now we're going to have the party. But we were all going to the party like months later after the wedding. So I was like really excited, like I haven't done a wedding for ages. Oh my God, I've got this amazing. Went on for weeks about buying outfits and, you know, because I've got to specifically buy at the moment. Got a wardrobe full of things can't wear. So gone and bought an outfit, probably spent a bit too much money on that. But anyway, I was like, that's fine. Very excited. And then the girls were like, are you going to get your hair and makeup done? Or are you going to get your makeup done with us? And I was like, no, I think I'll just do my own because I usually do my own makeup and totally fine. I never have a problem with the way that I look in photos. Anyway, because I've got a very, very, very highly tuned sense of FOMO, I buckled and went, yeah, no, count me in on the makeup. We'll do that. And then I thought, do you know what? I think my outfit needs an updo, like put my hair up, which I don't usually do when I go out either, unless I do a high pony. Anyway, when I got the hair done, a bit different for me. I was kind of like, not sure. And my hair is, I just had it done a month ago, but it's not blonde enough.
Mm.
I don't think. Anyway, I was like, once the makeup gets done, it'll be fine. Now, I put my friend in the hot seat first, said, you can go first. And the minute this woman had done her eyes, my friend's eyes, I was like, oh, God. And then I saw the foundation going on and I was like, oh, really, God? Oh, like, oh, God, I can't get out of it. We've already paid. She's here. Oh, long and the short of it. My boyfriend took one look at me and went, oh, where did Anna go? And I was like, oh,
good.
And I went up to my best gay friend there and I was quite often just saying, like, do I look like a drag queen? Do I look like a drag queen? Like, I felt like this was too much makeup for me and I'm not used to it. Nothing against drag queens, but I just don't do the eyes and stuff. And the photos have come back and I look like a really, really pale Michael Jackson.
No, you showed me the photo. I didn't think you looked like Michael Jackson at all, but I felt like it was a little bit Madame Tussauds.
Very
wax
waxy.
Dummy.
Yeah.
Very.
Like, you know, when you certainly wouldn't say Michael, I would have said LaToya.
Yes. I look like LaToya Jackson. Yes, you know, LaToya. The Bambi phase.
Yeah, that's good. Last weekend, I made mention, or last week I made mention I was getting back on the diving board.
Oh, yes.
Doing a little competition.
Oh, yes. Anyway. How did that go?
It started off, so I had to get out at as far east as you possibly go, like Ringwood, is this the new amazing aquatic
center. I work out those ways now.
As you could possibly go.
Yeah, it's possibly go. And
it's not really. It's, the earth doesn't stop there.
Well, I left at 4:45 on, and the warm-up started at 5:30, right? And I left at 4:45 and the competition started at 6:15 and at 6:10, I still wasn't there.
I was going to say, are you mad leaving at 4:15?
I had no idea. I didn't know so many people wanted to go.
Are you serious?
I didn't think anyone lived out there, but a lot of people do.
Oh,
do you know what I mean? Anyway, so I got there and I raced through and I think, and they were about to scratch me because they didn't think I'd turned up. Anyway, so they were like, I saw me coming through the door and they go, yeah. I said, oh, I've got time to practice. No, you've got to get on the board straight away. You're the first diver. Right.
I'm like, I hope you stretched, though.
No, there was no stretching. I can't stretch in the Captiva while I'm driving.
Oh.
Anyway.
But it's very big.
Everything I've ever told my kids, I've got all my diving kids sitting in the stand, right? So I've got to get up there. And I've always told them the five P's. Preparation prevents piss poor performance. Right. And there I am.
Isn't it prior preparation? Whatever.
Yeah, anyway. And so I had to get on the board and dive. Anyway, I was able to get through it.
When you say you got through it,
well, I got through.
You're grimacing.
I got through all my dives, and that was it. And
successful.
I end up winning.
Oh!
All right, which is thanks.
That was the most underwhelming delivery of a goal story.
But before you get too excited, I mean, half of them couldn't fit their Zimmer frames onto the board and the other half have already passed away. It wasn't tough competition. Like, it was... It was kind of a few of us.
You were competing against dead people.
No, there was a
was
few of us.
Was it just you there. On was, your no, own was, in the competition?
No, there was a few of us, but not, I mean, you know.
How old was the closest one to you?
Well, it's the age groups are really interesting because it's 20-year increments. Like, it's between 30 and...
Well, that's...
At 30 and 50.
Tough competition.
Yeah, it's very tough competition. Anyway, it was a lovely, lovely, lovely,
Did
lovely
moment.
Did
you manage to beat someone in their 30s?
32.
Ah, oh, yeah. That.
Yeah,
wow.
So,
well,
anyway.
That deserved that overly long clap.
Yes. Anyway. But we've had a message here from Tony, who abused me before, who said I should be in the 50 to 70 age group. Well, haha, Tony.
Well, I love you, Tony, because it's
anyway,
nice
Tony,
to know that
I scored 8.5 and my hemorrhoids scored 10. So there you go.
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Well, that's what he's insinuating, that I'm old and I've got hemorrhoids.
You were pointing at your throat.
No,
and I thought
no. I haven't got hemorrhoids in my throat.
No, I thought you were meaning to say something about your vocal cords and you were using the wrong word.
No.
Murphy's Law. One listen and you'll feel so much better about your own siblings.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.